The question was asked, there's this fad that's been developing over the last decade or so, that there are some women who wear a head covering or some kind of covering that looks like an Arab covering that goes from the head all the way down past the shoulders and over the face they do too? Okay. So... here it would depend on the social norm. The Mishnah in Tractate Shabbos tells us, Madiot yotzot pufot, Arviot yotzot reulot, V'chol adam elashedibiru chachamim ba'oveh. The women in Mead would wear the Mead type of clothing. The women in the Arabic countries would wear the Arabic type of clothing. The Jewish women would each wear what was the norm in their society, so long as it was modest. And that was acceptable. Meaning we do see that we adapted to societies. I remember when I was a kid in the United States, the ladies used to wear these big hats with fruits and everything. Saying that's how they'd come to shul. Because that was the fad in the United States. So that's how women dressed. Right? You look at pictures in Europe, they dress like European women. You look at the women in the Yemenite cultures, they dress like Yemenite women. So there is a certain cultural norm that we adapt to within the laws of modesty. I mean, we're not going to start walking around sleeveless because in America, women walk around sleeveless in the summer. There's a guideline of modesty, but that guideline adapts itself to the social norms. So if a woman will come in a place where it's not the norm, I was once at a wedding where there was a woman dressed much like an Arabic woman, you know, with all the thing. And it sure drew attention. It wasn't modest. It got everyone to look at her, you know. You suddenly see a woman with her face covered and everything. You ask yourself, is someone coming doing some shtick in front of the chasm? Like, what's going on here? It's not what we're used to in our culture. If a woman in the Yemenite culture where women dress that way or a woman lives in a community where that's acceptable, so a woman could say, that's modest. You can't argue that it's immodest. You can argue that when you're in a society that no one else does it, you're going to board a bus and all heads are going to turn in your direction because what was that just walked by? You're not used to seeing that. So then how could you argue that's more modest? Even though the garment itself might technically be more modest, but if it's unusual in our society and it gets everyone to look at her, so then with all due respect, they're missing something. Again, if they have their own society, they have a place where it's within the norm, if there are enough women around here that do it, such that we don't turn our heads when we see it, fine. But I tell you, I still turn my head. Personally, if I'm on a bus, I want to make sure it's not a terrorist. I'm sorry. I've been a minute away from too many terrorists. Literally. Mm-hmm. In Givat HaTachmoshet, I was on the bus when here on Yirmiyo, two cars in front of me, they were trying to mow down people. I'm saying the explosion that happened here in front of Tachana Merkazit by that kiosk, I was just down the block from it. I mean, there have been too many terrorist activities that were within a minute distance from me. I look over my shoulder. So if a woman walks by and dressed like that, I take a look, make sure she's not pulling out a knife on me or something. I have a guy who sits down the bench from me who was stabbed on the same walk that I take every day. I'm saying it's not far-fetched. Yeah, we have to keep our eyes open. So again, if a Jewish woman is going to be dressed like that and she causes people to look at her, it's hard to say that just because the dress technically is more modest, that that's what we would recommend in the realm of modesty.
How did that even